I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1947. It was opening day of a truly new baseball season. 14,000 black baseball fans had come to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, making up more than half of the crowd. They let out an exuberant cheer as Jackie Robinson, the first ball player to break the color barrier, ran onto the field. But do you know what led to that historic moment? For years, black community leaders and writers at black newspapers had led the call demanding baseball's integration. The New York Trade Union Athletic Association also joined the fight. The TUAA organized sports programs for 300,000 union members. In 1940, they launched the Committee to End Jim Crow Baseball. That July, they hosted a labor sports carnival at the New York World's Fair. The theme for the event was Ending Jim Crow Baseball. Racially integrated teams played a series of baseball games. The committee collected more than 10,000 signatures to end baseball's long system of segregation. Civil rights and union leaders held pickets at baseball stadiums in New York and Chicago, where they collected more than 1 million signatures. This grassroots community organizing brought attention to the racial barrier erected around America's pastime. Finally, their efforts paid off when the part owner and general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers, Branch Rickey, signed Jackie Robinson to play for the Dodgers. Robinson often faced discrimination from other teams and fans during his career. But despite this harassment, he was named Rookie of the Year in 1947, National League MVP in 1949, and was named to the All-Star team 6 times. And so, each year on this day, Major League Baseball celebrates Jackie Robinson Day. Players wear the number 42 in honor of Jackie Robinson.
Labor History in 2 brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in 2.